Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! There's still time to shop Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. Plus, with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping, everything home comes right to your home, just in time for the holidays. So don't wait. Save up to 70% off during Wayfair's Cyber Week sale. Now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
So I am going to be father soon to two.
Don't judge the fact that my shirt is 7th. I'm wearing my dad's shirt.
Are you actually?
No, I got it this big. I have body dysmorphia. I don't know what I was thinking.
You got oversized shirt?
But it's like too oversized.
It is a bit oversized. I wasn't going to say anything earlier. I was just going to say,
it's okay, you were just silently judging me?
No. It's a good outfit, though.
Thank you. It still works.
You know?
I'm just saying, it is
very long, but keeping it halal, that's all it is.
Giving modest.
Exactly.
Modest queen.
Exactly.
Also, another week of us coordinating once again.
Did we?
Oh, jeans,
the black. Yeah, we did kind of coordinate.
Black top.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Oh, shout out to Amir for the socks, because, you know, toes not online.
They might be a little dirty, but whatever. Okay. They still work. Okay. Whatever.
Are you chronically online still?
Like, okay, what do you consider online? Like, you mean like TikToks being
chronically online, meaning you would understand and get the references of like the meme culture?
Yeah, I think I can get them for the most part.
Let me test you.
What?
How does it go again? Oh, have you seen the one that goes, my voice is crusty, so I'm going to get judged for it? Wait.
What, do you have to sing something?
That's how I know you haven't seen it.
Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready.
I can't do it.
To give you all my love.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love.
We absolutely just clipped the mics.
I've literally listened to that 1,000 times from like 10,000 people.
I adore him.
I love that. I don't even know if it's a trend. Would you call it? It is a trend. It is a trend. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know who started it? So the guy posted it.
Yeah.
And then Cordell from Love Island season 6.
Yeah. Was it him who like?
I think
blew it up.
I want to say maybe like other people started copying him, but like he. Is popular, so he.
Yeah.
I remember seeing his first, and I'm like, "Why did he randomly sing that?"
Yeah,
like that.
Oh, like you said, like he was kind of adding some weird.
I was.
What do you call it? Not innovation. What do you call it?
Like his enunciation.
Enunciation.
Was
yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, why is he doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of scrolled and whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw the original, and I'm like, oh.
You know what's funny though?
What?
I saw the original, not knowing that was the original. And then I saw someone else with like a check mark doing it. So I thought he was just copying them, not realizing. And when I went to the comments, they're like, oh, 99%
accuracy, whatever.
Yes. I'm like, what do you mean? And I realized it's that original guy that I saw.
Yeah.
And I was so confused at first. And I was like, oh, okay, I see. This is a whole trend thing people are doing.
I feel like we hit like 67% accuracy with our rendition.
Well, you know, it's hard to harmonize. I didn't know where we go. I forgot the lyrics for a second. You were trying to come in.
We'll do it as our closing. You know?
We'll see how we do that. Yeah, exactly. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of The Cousin
Connection Podcast. Before we get into it.
What?
We gave y'all a 2-hour episode last week, so you better subscribe.
We
are now at 8,110 subscribers, mm-hmm. as of today.
And we're getting, like, I think this is statistically says, like, I think like 40% of the audience is not a subscriber. 50%, a large amount of you guys, mm-hmm. almost maybe a majority of you guys are not subscribed. So, you know, it helps us out, okay? It helps us with hopefully getting our first sponsor, which we need to work on. But, you know, yeah, when we do get there, it'll help with that for sure. So if you want to help a brother and a sister out, support local businesses.
Your internet cousins.
Exactly. Subscribe to the channel, okay?
So the cat's out of the bag. Amir has some exciting news.
Okay.
You like that one?
I don't know. Guys, just to give you some background, we kind of scripted that part because we're cutting in a couple things here, okay? I'm calling it out right now. We're cutting in a couple things here.
We never do. You guys should know, after we tried to record the promo for our live show, and that took us like an hour and a half to film a 15-second clip.
Yeah.
Scripted is not our thing.
Exactly. So just know why that awkward intro was there for a reason. But yeah, like I think I hinted it last week.
You hinted on the last that podcast. You were going to become a father soon.
Yes.
Yes.
when my sound wasn't on, so now you can hear it clearly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be father soon to two healthy, lovely young boys that are cats. that's like all the clickbait. Like, you say everything before you mention that it's cats.
Exactly. That's going to be our clip too.
Yeah. But yeah, so we're finally pulling the trigger. Mm-hmm. You know, we went out to a couple rescue centers for cats, and we found two. Ironically enough, we found these two cats online first before we even saw them in person. Mm-hmm. And we almost even like went through the whole like adoption process before we saw them in person. But, you know, we had to make sure we go and see them and that they're cool and chill, whatever. And they were.
Yeah.
So, we finally, you know, paid the fees, everything like that, and we're ready to pick them up literally like tomorrow.
Did you want two from the jump?
That was a big debate initially, because we did say we wanted young cats, and then after doing some research, we found out that like young cats do better having a partner, because I think I even mentioned it last time, where like if a cat is too young and they don't have another cat to kind of play around with or learn from, they don't learn the manners of how to be a cat, basically. Like they can be kind of stunted in their growth as a cat. So that's where we kind of having two cats came into play, and be like, okay, you know what? If we are going to get a young cat, we're going to get two. So then at that point we were looking at like maybe, bonded cats. And also, we were looking at individual cats as well, but at that point, you're looking at like 2-3 years in, where they're a little bit older, so you won't really have to worry about that. But yeah, when we saw them online, especially Hanan, she's like, she fell in love with them immediately. I saw them; they looked really cute, had nice big eyes. You know, they're black cats. I've always talked about having black cats in the house, so it just made sense.
Just know.
And what?
If you don't get them those collars with the little like bell thing, do you know how creepy it is to have a black cat at night?
Is it? Oh yeah, because you can't see them. It's like a void.
Yes, you can't see them at all. You're probably gonna step on a couple tails, just letting you know.
No, I'm sure we'll be you know what, I'm ready for it. There's a lot of like, now that we know we're getting the cats, like there's a lot of fears that comes with cats, and like you're thinking, of course you're thinking about all the positives of having a cat, and like I've talked about here a million times about having a cat and wanting a cat, but my family not allowing that to happen and saying like immediately when I move out I'm gonna get a cat.
Yeah,
you know, it might have taken us almost a year, or it took us a year to actually do it.
Yeah,
but of course there's a lot going on, right? Planning for weddings, all that stuff, like having to care for a couple cats while you're doing all that didn't really make sense yet.
Yeah,
so but once we were done with the wedding, that was like the first thing on our docket to get done.
What are your fears? I'm curious.
Oh well, I think I don't know if I've talked about this already, but I'm also allergic to cats.
Yeah, you are.
Like, I'm not deathly allergic. So everybody, you're just probably perked up from that. They're like, allergic and he's getting cats.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not deathly allergic, but if I'm around cats for long enough, because of the, if I get like their hair on me, especially if I touch a cat and then I touch my face, I immediately start to feel like itchy on my face and my nose starts running. I can be around cats for about, you know, a few hours and I won't die. Like, because remember guys, Sada had a cat too, as we mentioned last week.
Yeah.
So we would go to your house a lot of the times, and I was fine for the most part. I was around your kittens a lot.
Yeah.
I was fine for the most part with that. Of course, I would, by the time I left your house, I would have like the sniffles.
Yep.
But as we were kind of going around and searching for cats, one thing that eased my mind is that I took like Benadryl, or not Benadryl, Claritin. I took Claritin before I went into one of the cat shelters, and I was fine for the whole thing. Like, I was going around, and also you're in an environment that's full of cats.
Yeah.
So the air is full of like this. Yeah, it's called FLD1. That's the thing that you're allergic to when you're allergic to cats. Is FLD1. It's something that's airborne. Mm. It's on their skin or on their fur because it comes from their saliva. They lick themselves. It gets on their fur, and then their fur becomes dry. It breaks off, and it gets into the air, right? Mm-hmm. So that's essentially how it gets to you. And I was walking through this whole place. We were in a room with like four different cats. I was touching cats, playing with them, putting them to my face. Had no real issues.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I think when we were leaving, I had like a little bit of... I felt like I might have had something, but it didn't develop into anything.
Okay.
So I was fine. And recently, as we were like, you know, getting the place ready, we got like a cat tower that was previously used. Mm-hmm. And that had a lot of cat hair on it.
Oh, they didn't clean it before they gave it to you?
Oh, no. Like, the person was a little elderly person. Oh. Yeah. And it had a lot of hair on it, of course. And I don't know why I had the bright idea of being the first person to go down and wash it. Because we left in the garage because when I say dirty, it was dirty, dirty, right? Mm. So it was in the garage. I took one of those scrapers that we bought. Mm. And I started scraping it. And immediately... because it's like you're getting...
You didn't wear a mask?
No, that was... Honestly, it probably wasn't only the hair, because I know this is not official. Like, I don't know this for sure. But I'm pretty sure that I'm allergic to dust as well. Because whenever I'm cleaning the house and there's like a lot of dust around me, I start to have the same type of reaction.
Do you have an air purifier?
Yeah, so as we were doing our research, that's one thing that I ended up getting.
Yeah,
to kind of ease my fear as well. So it's kind of like a double measure, because a lot of the people swear by them. Like, I saw a Reddit post where someone said they have like 5 cats, 2 dogs. They're one of those houses where they have like multiple, like almost in the double digits of animals.
Power
and they're allergic.
What?
And, yeah, and they said, like, honestly, it was like night and day when they... before they got the air purifier to after, even though they were taking Claritin and stuff before that, they were fine. Mm. But they felt like it was even better with the air purifier in there. So I immediately bought one when I saw that, and I have it in a room currently running. As we're cleaning the house and I was cleaning that item, that cat tower, I took a Claritin and immediately I was fine.
Okay.
So it almost reacts immediately to my system. Like, when I take it, within like 2 to 3 minutes, of course I'll have residual like snot and stuff,
mucus.
Yeah. But once I clear that out, I'm fine.
That's not
fine.
Bad. I didn't exactly know that it like reacted so.
I didn't realize it was that strong either. That's and good. Yeah, I was doing research for on Reddit. Honestly, Reddit's your friend. When you're doing research,
you do
put whatever
you do be loving Reddit.
You should do it too. Honestly, put whatever you want. Like, in this case, we were looking for. Or I was looking for solutions to people with allergies that have cats. There's a whole community of people who have allergies to cats and have cats.
Yeah.
And all of them swear by using like Claritin or any type of allergy medicine. And some of them say, you know, I use it for 2 to 3 years and I'll cycle off of it and use another type of allergy medicine to...
Reactin, probably.
Yeah, like they say, like, sometimes you can kind of develop a tolerance, but if you switch, then... it's different and it works just as good. Mm-hmm. But some people actually, one thing that I'm hoping happens here is that one person said that they would take Claritin initially because the partner that they were with had cats and they never had cats in their life. They found out they're allergic and they're already with that partner. They don't want to break that up or tell them to lose the cats. So they started taking Claritin and they said within a year, they started already like developing their own immunity to the allergy.
So my manager is also allergic to cats and her soon-to-be husband, like her fiance, had one. So when they moved in together, she's like really allergic to the cat. And the crazy thing is she takes Claritin often, but any time that she travels and comes back.
Oh, yeah.
It like starts all over again. Like it's like her body just like forgets the fact that she was... like used to being around a cat, and then her symptoms like double down.
Even after taking Claritin?
Yeah, so like it takes her a couple days to adjust.
Oh, okay, but I'm fine with adjusting. Honestly, at the end of the day, if it means I can have cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll adjust to it. And of course, the final like option is always to try to just get shots.
Oh my God, so extreme.
Yeah, it is extreme, but you know, it's, I'd rather do that than maybe have to forever take, I'm fine with forever taking Claritin or some type of allergy medicine. Mm. But if that's another option, unfortunately, it's not like 100% guaranteed gonna work. So that's the kind of risk you're taking with it.
Yeah.
And it does cost money. Like, the actually, one thing I found out is that the government, at least in Canada, will cover the shots. Okay. Like, they'll cover the actual act of getting the shots. But for the serum itself, which they have to develop, that costs money. Is it expensive? And that can cost you around $500 for the year.
Oh, for the year?
Yeah, for the year. So it might be worth it. It's like, if you count it within your budget or whatever for having a cat.
Do the pros and cons, the cost analysis between, like, Reactin or the other one versus getting the shot and see
exactly,
what's worth
it. I'm trying to see if, like, Costco has, like, bulk items, bulk Claritin. They probably do. Might, yeah. Yeah, like, if see, their shelves have a lot of bulk items that people use all the time. And I'm sure allergy medicine, especially for people who are allergic to pollen, is, like, something people take all the time.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
True.
Which is something I think I'm also allergic to.
You are. Every spring, you're always
I'm pretty sure I'm allergic to a lot of things. I got it from my mama, man.
I don't know how you just, like, accept the, like, poor quality of...
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm used to being...
Breath or whatever.
Breath?
Like, poor quality of breathing.
Breathing, yeah. Like, that's the thing. I'm used to kind of always having somewhat of a runny nose or sneezing or at least when I'm outside, not being like 100% because it just always has affected me. Even when I get to work to this day, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there's something in the air next to my workplace, but there are days where I'll come into work and I'll be in the basement or not. I'll be in my seat, which unfortunately is in the basement. And I'll just like start sneezing. I'll have to blow my nose. It's a lot of things just building up. They clean the place like twice a week. So I don't know how that's building up so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have a lot of reactions just to the area itself.
I don't know.
But yeah, so that's definitely something that was scaring me initially. And I guess we're going to find out what.
Wait, could we ever have an episode with the cats on our lap?
That would require us to bring them here.
Exactly. Okay, we just won't tell your mom.
Oh, she was.
She'll flip out. I know. Yeah, but exactly. We'll just keep her far away.
As long as we keep them in this room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do they have like the zoomies? They start like breaking everything. Start touching the camera.
They'll be on our lap. They'll be calm. We'll have treats in our hand. We'll reinforcements.
Yeah, you gotta make sure they know you first. And
yeah, I'm coming over tomorrow.
I guess so. Yeah,
I'm so excited. You guys have no idea. Like, I wanted a cat for a very long time, and after my brother, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, please do, because you'll see hear the story there. After they got rid of my one true love, Chiku, I just felt like, you know, I didn't feel right getting another cat in my parents' house, so I kept telling myself, like, when I finally move out, I will get one.
But that's the thing, actually, you having a cat in the past, I feel like that's where my love for cats initially
developed. Yeah, you used to hate cats.
I didn't used to hate cats. All of our photos in Ethiopia when we were... Wait, where is this propaganda?
No.
Where is the misinformation coming from?
I literally have proof and stories to back up my memory. When we were kids and we went to Ethiopia together, remember when our moms took us?
Remember? When we were toddlers?
We were one. Okay, I turned one
you
in Ethiopia.
You do not remember that, Sarah.
Okay, I don't remember it, but I remember the story.
There's photo evidence.
Every time, every photo of me and Amir, I'm smiling while petting a cat, and Amir, total meltdown.
Okay. But first off, does that even count? I wasn't even conscious.
Yes, you were. Yeah, you were.
Like, I wasn't developing proper memories at that moment.
But you were still scared.
Okay, at the end of the day, when I was a toddler, I was scared of cats. But whenever I grew up and became my own person, I definitely was not scared of cats anymore. I love cats. I've loved cats my whole life. I mean, like, well, until I remember.
You know what, though? It's kind of good that the cats are at least one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're still, like, active and hyper, but they're not as crazy as, like, kittens.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we got Chiku, she was, like, I don't know, 8 weeks maybe? Mm-hmm. I told you I was scared of her. I was wearing boots in the house because she would do the ankle thing. And I hated, like, and kitten nails are so small that, like, they really dig in.
Yeah.
You know?
I think your cat also taught me, like, to do more research because of that. I'm like, how do I not get a cat? Like,
well, the thing is that, like,
she hated me, man.
She was just very active and very hyper, and like Sebri also perpetuated that because of how he would play with her. I would do like the gentle play, you know, and Sebri would make her freaking do flips and stuff, and I'm like, stop roughhousing her, she's not a dog.
I think it's also because, like, as we were doing let's just say we did like research overload when looking for cat stuff, like I know a lot more about cats now than we did before. But also, I don't remember you guys having a lot of toys.
We had a lot of toys.
Did you? But she would always use your hand. I think we used our hands too much. Because she would think that our hands were toys, which is why you're not supposed to play with cats with your hands.
Like, I would play. Yeah, I have scratches.
See?
For a reason. But, like, I was just comfortable playing with my hands. But she had so many toys. And the thing is like, cats have favorites. So there was this one. Do you remember that monkey? That she like licked to death, and it was like ratty looking, and I would always want to throw it out, but she loved it so much.
Like, it was like a brown and light brown. Yes, yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and then like I found it recently. Sebri was like, do you remember this? I don't even know where we found it, but we found it in the house, and it made me so sad because I smelled it and it still smelled like her.
There's no way.
It did.
Really?
Because we never washed it.
Yeah.
And then I threw it out because it was pretty gross. Like, it was crusty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
But yeah, so we've been doing a lot of research on cats, and like, we bought hundreds of dollars worth of stuff.
Oh my
of course
God.
Like, a large amount of that, probably half that cost, was the air purifier which we got. And like, I've already been running it, just making sure that it's good to go. And you don't realize, like, first off, I didn't realize how much it costs to even get a cat from an adoption place.
So expensive. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like we've already, like, we're probably almost a grand in the hole right now because of these cats. But
hey,
it's all worth it at the end of the day.
Training for your future children, because it's not going to be hundreds; it's going to be thousands at that point.
But that's something to think about.
It is.
In the future, if you're thinking of getting a cat, like, make sure you have the capital to do it and be able to take care of these cats, right?
Oh, what kind of litter box did you get?
Stainless steel.
I'm so proud of you. That's true research. That's how you know, because I was going to suggest, and I forgot to tell you that stainless steel is the way to go.
No, we've definitely saw that stainless steel is the way to go. I've been watching, like,
cat
videos for years now. So I feel like a lot of this stuff is just knowledge that I'm finally being able to put to use, right? And it's going to be interesting seeing what life is like with that, because it is basically your whole life is changing now, right? No?
You know what? Like, yes and no. Because now it's like, I remember I remember when I would come home, like, just having, like, animals greet you was really exciting.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes you would rather just, like, stay home to hang out with your cats. I don't know.
Really?
I used to do that. But I also, like, had a family. Like, I had my parents and my brother. So I still went out. I was also a student.
Yeah. That's one thing I was going to ask you. What did you guys do when you guys all had to leave the house for, like, multiple days?
I don't think there was a time during that.
There was never a time?
where we left for multiple days.
Yeah, I guess your mom might probably stay behind.
Yeah, like someone was always home.
Mm-hmm. Did the rest of your family feed the cat too? Like, did your mom feed the cat?
Yeah, yeah. My mom would like feed her, give her water. She just never ever picked her up and like never pet her voluntarily. Yeah. Obviously, Chiku would like rub on my mom.
Yeah.
Like on her legs, but my mom.
No love at all.
No.
Damn.
Yeah, she really didn't like the kittens. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because they're so cute.
You guys had like five litters of them. Maybe that's why.
But no, she didn't like them because she's scared of them.
Oh, really?
She's like, they remind her of rats.
Is this before you guys gave them the room?
Well, the first mm-hmm. Litter.
Yeah.
That was like all of our first times, right? Like, mm-hmm. so it was just interesting to like see them grow and like,
yeah.
I've never been around a kitten that small before. Mm-hmm. So watching them evolve, like my mom didn't like looking at them.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. She just like, she said it gave her like, how do you say kinjif in English?
Kinjif.
Yeah.
Like the heebie-jeebies?
Like it like makes her shudder. Like.
The heebie-jeebies?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like not hives per se, but like
yeah.
she would just like get uncomfortable looking at them.
Really?
Which is so weird because they were cute. Like, yeah, they looked like aliens, mm-hmm. but
their eyes probably, maybe because their eyes weren't open.
Yeah.
Like, always just meowing for no reason.
And then when they're really small and they finally open their eyes, they're kind of cross-eyed and they're so
I know.
Cute.
I remember that part. I remember the cross-eyed remember? Part. Yeah.
Ugh, I want a kitten now.
Nah, that's one thing I probably would have avoided is kitten, like seeing how active they are now, because I'm thinking about like, yeah, they're gonna break everything.
Okay.
What
do you guys have plants still? Like, oh
no, we've moved plants around. Okay. Yeah, I know. They probably eat them, don't they?
They chew on them. Mm-hmm. The soil, they gonna dig. Chiku,
yeah.
Oh my god, the amount of times we would come home and just see like the soil all over the floor. Toilet paper, they love to unravel the toilet paper, like no
You have
tomorrow.
To turn it the other way around so they can't do that.
Honestly, just don't lock them in the bathroom. Just don't do it.
Yeah, wait, why were they locked into the bathroom?
It only happened one time because someone came over, mm-hmm. they were scared, and then I think my mom just like put her in there and closed the door so that people, here's the thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. we were comfortable with her.
Yeah.
But when people would come over, if it wasn't your family, mm-hmm. a lot of people aren't comfortable with cats. You know what I mean? And so cats are not like, sometimes they'll mind their own business. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they're going to be all up in your grill. They like sense fear. I don't know.
Oh, like they come after you because they sense of fear.
So there might come a time where if someone comes over, like if your mom comes over.
Well, we have, that's the thing. Thankfully, we have like a room where they can kind of just hang out. And it's not like it's tiny to where they feel like they're going to be trapped. Because that's one thing to actually keep in mind is that when you ever get a new cat, there's like a transition period, right? So you're supposed to give them like a safe space. So when they come in, it's a place where they don't have to interact with you all the time. You kind of go in there, you interact them with a little bit, and you let them have their own time. Because that's the one thing I've learned about cats. I've kind of already known this, but I'm coming to the realization is that cats are probably the most like sensitive, especially domestic cats are the most sensitive animals out there that you can have, like pets wise. Mm. Super sensitive. Like dogs, they'll be fine, right? Mm. Like as long as you feed them, they're like super happy-go-lucky, whatever. But cats, like we found out that like if you give them the wrong litter, they will protest and start like pooping all over your floors. Or peeing on the walls.
Let me tell you. It's not even the litter.
Yeah.
There was a time. Mm-hmm. So normally we got Chiku a specific food. Mm-hmm. And then I remember she ran out and she had the kittens and the kittens started eating solids at this point, right? So I told Sebri, I'm like, hey, on your way home, can you please grab some cat food? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. He felt like experimenting and he got her different food.
Yeah.
And
was it still like, was it solid or wet?
It was solid, mm-hmm. but it was just a completely different brand, different flavor. Mm. Like, you know, she's a creature of habit, literally.
Yeah.
He got her something totally different. Mm-hmm. And the kittens were also used to the other food. Mm-hmm. So tell me why they all had diarrhea.
I remember this.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. And it like, was like getting it all over the carpet in that one
room.
Yes.
They like actually ruined the carpet, and it wasn't just Chiku who had mm-hmm. it was all of them. Ugh. And I was so mad, like I was livid, and I like, bro, man, mm-hmm. just don't f with your cat's food. Just
maybe we should invest in, we've been thinking of investing in a carpet cleaner, like the wet carpet cleaners, ones that like actually,
oh, the Bissell,
yeah, like the Bissells,
yeah,
we might have to invest in that now.
Well, right now it's mm-hmm. kind of like you guys are in a trial phase, right? Like you have to see what they like, unless mm-hmm. the shelter told you like what to get for them.
Or they're gonna give us like a sample of what they already eat.
Do they eat solid or wet food?
They eat wet food right now. Okay. But we're planning on,
you can mix.
Yeah, we're planning on seeing like how mixing works, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because the reason I asked you about like, oh, is the family gone ever? It's because you were thinking, you know, it's like only two of us in that house.
Yeah.
There are going to be times where we're gone for the night, right?
Yeah.
So automatic feeders are now a thing, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But then you're thinking, okay, how do we know if the cat won't eat the other cat's food?
So that's the thing too, is mm-hmm. like you have to start integrating the solid food now, because mm-hmm. they will literally protest. They won't eat and they'll yeah. starve themselves. Mm-hmm. And even water.
Yeah.
A lot of cats like water that like comes moves? From a tap moves, yeah.
Yeah, no, we already got it. We got it. We got a moving thing? Fountain one, yeah.
Okay, because like
we're hella prepared. Okay,
they're so like, it's such a weird. Mm-hmm. And I trust me when I tell you, mm-hmm. I used to fight with Chiku because I would give her clean water, but she wouldn't drink. All she would do is just play with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes spill it, and I'm like, why are you like this? Why? But then the minute you go to wash your hands, she sprints and like mm-hmm. we're used to it. But if we have guests, the amount, like your mom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did she ever stay the night when Chico was there?
Yeah.
Oh,
she
did. No.
She stayed with us for a little bit. And yeah. by the end of it, she loved her. They were mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah.
But like Chico, if you go to the bathroom, mm-hmm. she would run into the bathroom with you because she knew that you'd wash your hands. Yeah. Right. So I had to tell your mom, like, listen, don't mm-hmm. be scared. She's going to run and she's going to jump onto the counter. Mm-hmm. The amount of times your mom screamed and she would like yell at me to be like, come and get your cat.
Yeah.
And then eventually she'd be like, I'd hear her. She'd be like, Chiku.
Oh, really?
Some water? And I'm like, wow. She got used to her.
Okay. That gives me hope. Cause that was my other fear, is like whether the parents will kind of like, you know, warm up to the cats.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I think the fact that you have two black cats, mm-hmm. like, good luck.
It'll be fine. They're also very friendly. Like when you went to see them,
yeah,
they're super chill. Like they're sleeping when you first met them.
Aww.
Yeah, at least one of them was. The other one was kind of just like chilling. He was about to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of woke him up, and he started playing with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited! I can't wait yeah. to see him tomorrow.
So yeah, we're gonna be, hopefully that's just the precursor. I guess we'll see how it works out next week when we record again.
I can't
again.
Believe we spent like 30 minutes talking about cats. I know. Well,
some of that was also the thing. That we, the promo we were recording.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we completely butchered. I'm going to try and figure out how to do in the edit later. Maybe we'll have to do it again. Just make it a little better. We'll see.
We'll do it at the end.
I feel like we haven't talked about like either pop culture or news in a while.
We haven't.
Mainly because I think for the last few podcasts, it's been more like personal stuff, whether it be recording to the Hijabi Talks on, that was episode 177. So check that out. We reacted to the first Hijabi Talks. And last week's episode, which was Sebri's episode, where we talked about, you know, raising a family, finances, childhood stories. So if you want to hear about that, got an extra long one from last week.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like everybody's kind of aware of what's going on down south in the south of the border.
I actually am not aware.
You're not aware? Well, basically, the orange man downstairs is trying to take over the country, like state by state. He's already done it by taking over DC.
You've heard about that, right? Yeah.
So when I say take over DC, like he's literally now at this point, this is escalated to the point where he's talking about like getting rid of the mayor of DC. Be like, yeah, you know, crime is totally up. Mind you, every time he says crime is up, crime has actually been down in mm-hmm. that city. In all the cities he's mentioning, crime has actually historically been down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's making up all these numbers. He took over DC. He brought in like the National Guard.
Yeah.
He brought in every like abbreviated group you can think about, whether it be the FBI, the DEA, the ICE. I don't know, ICE.
Yeah.
He brought everyone to this one. It's not a state. It's a state and a city. Is it a state? It's District of Columbia, DC. Yeah, it has some weird rights, which is why he's able to kind of do this, right? Because they have no real representation outside of, like, you know, they have an elected mayor, but they have no Senate seats, which is the people who actually can, like, you know, bring the concerns of the people to the government.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it over. He brought in all those people and he's saying, oh, crime is crazy down because of this, right? Really no numbers to back it up or no real factual numbers to bring it up. And then now he's talking about doing the same thing to like California and to Chicago.
Well,
LA, really? Chicago. Yeah. So, and he's been, and he's now, he's actually, what's developed recently is that he's actually getting help from all the Republican states where they're sending their National Guards to DC. So he's basically like making, he's bringing all these National Guard together to build like a huge army for himself, essentially. It's basically, at this point, it is the A word. Can we say that on here? Authoritarianism.
I think so.
Yeah. He's completely just, it's unabashed authoritarianism. That's a hard word to say.
That is a hard word to say. What is his MO? Like, what is he trying to do?
He's trying to, like, take over the country. Essentially, make it to where he doesn't maybe even technically have to run for a third term. That's... Will there be another term of vote after this, right?
Because and this is what the American people voted for?
Apparently. And the thing is that I always go back to this. I'm like, just looking at him, how he talks, his vocabulary isn't very big.
Vast.
Vast. My vocabulary isn't vast, but I'm not running for president, okay? So, and like, he's, everything he says can be checked for factually that it's incorrect. Almost everything that he says. And, or twisted in some way. And like, he breaks every single law. He is a felon himself.
That's crazy.
Yet people still fell for it. I don't know how, even though you could be quickly disproven.
Yeah.
And voted for this guy.
Do his supporters still support him now because of like...
It's very split now. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember that. Like, this is still a cult, right? Like, the reason that he has reached the level he is right now is because he's an effective cult leader.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because he's able to control the information these people are getting.
Yeah.
So if you're able to control the information these people are getting and they're not fact-checking your sources, he can say whatever he wants. They're going to take it as gospel and just believe everything he says, right? That thankfully, with this whole like Epstein stuff that was coming out, that kind of really woke up a lot of people mm-hmm. and split the party. Mm-hmm. But you could quickly see like the people, the talking heads, the people online who have their own social followings or like their own followings that are supporters, they fell in line very quickly saying, oh, you know what? Forget all this. We didn't care about this Epstein stuff. And then someone puts like a mash cut of them talking about how this is like the most important thing in the world. And 6 months later, they're saying it's not important. Who even brought this up to begin with? Which is literally what said. He's like, who brought this up? It's like, you did. What? You're pointing at yourself,
stop.
Bro. But it's so blatant. I'm still surprised that he was able to win in that. It also shows you how horribly the Democrats ran their race.
Yeah.
And like, because it's not one side. Like, sure, he could have been called out for a lot of things, but just the Democrats themselves just did not run a proper race. Like, all their whole MO was, we're better than that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I did notice that. You're right.
Instead of actually coming out with things that people wanted to hear or like policies that people wanted.
Exactly.
And you can see that now with like people like Zoran Mamdani that we mentioned last time. Mm-hmm. He came out with the things that actually affect the people and reached the people directly and he won.
Yeah.
Right? And they're still trying to take him down. He didn't win the mayoral race. He ran the Democratic primary. And usually they say like if you win the Democratic primary, you're kind of a shoo-in for winning that. Mm-hmm. But now they're like trying to sow so much dissent or like so much they're putting out so much propaganda now that they're trying to take that even away from him. But I don't think it's working. Honestly, I don't think it's working.
Yeah.
He's too connected with the people. I feel like, hopefully I don't eat these words, I feel like people in New York are a little bit smarter and know when to make the right decision.
Hopefully.
We'll see. They're typically a little bit more left-leaning, so that kind of is a positive in that aspect. And hopefully he can be, when he actually does win the mayoral race, he can be the like first example of to the Democratic Party of like, okay, look, you know, he is actually speaking to the people, seeing what they want and trying to implement it.
Yeah.
And he was able to win the mayoral race to the biggest city in America.
Right.
So, you know, maybe this should be a way an example for any future candidates that you guys have and what messaging you guys should be putting out there.
Like how to go about running your campaign?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Because unfortunately enough, his own party, the Democratic Party, is still not even defending him, and they're not endorsing him.
Why not?
Because, well, for it all goes reason. Back. It all goes back to that one country that seems to rule everything out here for some reason. You guys know who we're talking about, okay? I don't even have to say it now.
It's not real.
Yeah, and like the AIPAC donors, man, they have this hold on them. And actually, someone recently came out, of all people, like this is the last person you think that would actually expose this. Mm-hmm. And we kind of knew about it, but she's speaking out about it from the Republican side. Do you know this girl named, this woman named Marjorie Taylor Greene?
No.
She's a huge Trump supporter, like huge Trump supporter. And she won a seat in Congress, and she has a lot of crazy ideas and like thoughts and things that she wants to implement. But one thing that she's kind of on the same page with us is that AIPAC is bad.
Oh.
Yeah. And She actually came out and she exposed how they do it. Mm. So essentially what they do is that they come to a new congressperson or someone who recently won in Congress or they believe is going to win. And they offer them a free trip to Is Not Real, right? And then they basically like give them all this propaganda, like, oh, how we're, you know, your biggest allies, and they take them to like that giant whaling wall in. Have you heard about it? It's like a wall in where Is Not Real. And it's a big wall that they worship at, the Jewish people worship at.
Oh.
And they, you know, they basically try to convince them, like, hey, you know, you're on our side, right? And then they give them a bunch of money. At the end of the day, it's just the money. Like, this is all like the fluff, right? To kind of say, oh yeah, we went there and we see, you know, we want to work with these people. Really, it's all about the money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But they get someone who's green and new because they know that person probably doesn't come from money, or not that they don't come from money, is that like they're fresh, so they can give them the big money, show them what they can get if they just, you know, fall in line.
Yeah.
So she called that out, and it was interesting seeing that.
Huh.
Yeah, but hopefully by more people on the other side, on the public side, calling that out and trying to get money out of politics, they will have less influence. I feel like that's a long game.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty hopeful.
Yeah, it's pretty hopeful right now. But on the other end, you have Zohra Mamdani, which is the real hope, the current hope that the people have.
Yeah.
Right? And hopefully, you know, has been saying things. So whenever he gets his eyes on something, he'll do whatever he can to kind of get whatever he wants. But as long as he kind of stays under the radar a little bit more in the New York mayoral race, whatever, I feel like things should be okay and things will work out, and we'll finally have a good example of what's happening in America. Because right now, doesn't have the best reputation. America doesn't have the best reputation.
They definitely don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I doubt they're going to have their like true redemption story, and not anytime soon anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it would be a long shot, but...
Well, you know, this whole Epstein thing is kind of like, because it created such a big fissure in the community, in the group of the bees or whatever, we won't really know until the 2026 race, when the midterms start, which is basically they start, you know, that's when they start voting for who they want in Senate and Congress, right, in America. And if people don't know, Senate and Congress, there's like three levels to government. I don't know exactly, but I just know that there's Congress, which has I think like 400 to 500 seats in it.
Damn, it's
out of
big?
All the states. Yeah. And then the Senate is a little smaller because it only has 2 senators per state. Right. And usually in order for something to pass, like, it has to go through Congress first. Like, a bill is introduced in Congress by someone, and then they vote on it there, and then it moves up to the Senate votes on it, and then it gets signed by the president. But yeah, so one thing that I was going to mention about Congress is that the way that, you know, how I mentioned he's trying to do this whole authority, he's, you know, he's role-playing as an authoritarian, but actually not role-playing. He is an authoritarian right now. One way he's trying to kind of solidify that is by controlling how people vote, and also...
How can he do that?
How much their vote counts. And one big way of doing that in America specifically is something that's been going on for many, many years now. It's called gerrymandering. So gerrymandering is basically where... So that you have the map of the state, right? Let's just say the map is split up into districts, right? The proper way of the proper way of drawing districts is by trying to get almost an equal amount of like Republicans and Democrats within a state, or like demographics within a state, mm-hmm. or within a district, sorry. Mm-hmm. And essentially how gerrymandering works is like they have these districts and they try and skew these districts so that a majority of them in that state actually go to Republicans versus like Democrats, or mm-hmm. maybe in like a Democrat controlled state, they might do it to where there's more districts that would lean towards Democrats and Republicans, right? But Republicans are known for doing it more, essentially, yeah, right? That. They're the ones who will do it more maliciously. And in this case specifically, where I'm talking about, I don't know if I mentioned the state, but there's in Texas, they're doing this. Usually they do it every 10 years, but they're doing it purposely right now. It's only been 4 years since they last did it. They're doing it purposely right now because Trump asked them to give him 5 more seats in Congress so he can have a bigger majority, basically. So like, okay, we're going to break this like tradition of doing it every 10 years and we're going to do it now. And essentially, like, they're going to rig it. They're purposely, they're out That's in the crazy. Open rigging the map so that they can get, they're trying to draw it. And they, when you see the last finished drawing, it looks like so scribbly. Like, there are states or districts that are like going across from like the east side to the west side and like have a little sliver here and going back. If anyone's seen like a district in Mac, maybe I can put it up.
Yeah.
It usually does not look like that. It just looks very
I kinda wanna
skewed towards one party. And yeah, essentially they tried to push that through. The Democrats tried to fight back by leaving the state because they can only vote on these things when there's a certain amount of people within the state house to vote on it. But they were like forced back because they were saying like it's illegal. There's a whole fight about it, essentially. What?
Is that what a district map looks like?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
They can't. Is that legal?
Technically, it is.
Like, it's not illegal. Like, it's just not morally correct.
Yeah, it's not morally correct. But at this point, I don't think Republicans care about what is morally correct as long as it wins them more seats in the House. And the issue with this is that this was a directive from the president to get them more seats. And they're like, sure, buddy, no problem. We'll do it for you. And they're doing it in a time when it's not supposed to be done.
Wow, look at the difference.
Mm-hmm.
This is the old one. This is the new one.
Yeah. It's crazy how like they're just willing to take orders from the president. And it's so clear as day that this is happening.
Yeah.
And now actually the Democrats are trying to fight back. And they're like, if you guys are going to do that, we're just going to gerrymander as well to try and kind of negate or nullify how many seats you guys get. And the big fighter against this right now is the California governor, Gavin Newsom, who also said, okay, we're going to start gerrymandering as well. And he's like, I'm going to try and get 5 more for the Democrats. So it basically negates what you guys did. Like, we're not trying to get more. We're just going to try and negate what you guys did. But now it's going to create basically almost like a cold war in the country of every state, whether it be Republican or Democrat controlled, to try and like fix the districts so that one party can have a majority over the other. So like you're seeing democracy kind of crumble right in front of you. And it's interesting, you know, we're of course talking to this from an outside person point of view.
Right.
But now that I'm married to someone who's, you know, her family and people she knows are being directly affected by this, like she even has friends and family who are in DC. We have friends and family who are in DC, right? So these are things that are affecting us in a personal level as well. So, you know, what you see happening down there, like I don't see how people in the north might start getting the same ideas. I feel like Canada is a little bit more protected, like we're not as far gone. But you know, if it's happening in a Western country right down south. And it's happening also in Europe, too. In Europe, there are a lot of far-right groups that are currently winning, like, higher seats or even the president, not the presidency, but whatever they call it out there. Presidency or what do we call government. It? Prime ministership. But, yeah, that's been going on down south. I know for the people who don't care about that kind of stuff. You know, I just want to make sure to give you an idea of what's going on.
Your daily dose of politics.
Your daily dose of politics. Your what's going dose on. Of your weekly dose. Because this is stuff that, you know, this is supposed to be the most powerful country in the world.
Yeah.
This, that has an influence over all other countries in the world, including wherever you're listening from this from. Like, if you're outside of America, this affects you.
Mm.
Whether it be the tariffs as well, the tariffs that have been going in, they're affecting you guys as well. So it's sad seeing this happen to a country that has its fingers in every other country in the world, because it's, you know, it's like the root of a tree is sick, so then the branches will also start to feel the effects of that sooner or later.
That was a good analogy. That was good.
But yeah, let's get into some more pop culture news here.
I'll take over now because, mm-hmm. you know, just kidding. I need a tea break.
For the 10 people still listening. I'm putting in timestamps, so like if you don't want to hear about all this, you know, you can just jump to say so far. I'm just saying, okay.
So who's watching Love is Blind? Are you watching it with Hanan right now?
I'm like 10% in.
Okay, so like you kind of understand.
So the like concept. I'll sit there if I'm eating food mm-hmm. and she's watching it, I won't change, like maybe sometimes I might tell her to change, but like for the most part, I'll just let her watch it and I'll watch it as going on. I have some context of like certain things going on because of you guys talking about it, mm-hmm. like, and because of TikTok, of course.
Yes.
Like whenever something big would happen on there, it would show up on TikTok. Even though I wasn't watching it, it would still show up on my timeline.
Yeah.
So there's
a current buzz right now mm-hmm. on TikTok because the reunion was just recently filmed and it's mm-hmm. going to air on the 25th. So Monday, by the time you guys listen to this.
So perfect time for her. She just finished.
Yeah. By the time you guys listen to this, the reunion would have already been aired. Mm-hmm. But because the reunion is coming, they're doing a lot of promo. Mm-hmm. And after the show ended, so normally I feel like they would do the reunion first and then they would start doing promo. Mm-hmm. But this season, like they just immediately kind of, people were getting on these podcasts and doing like tell-all sessions.
Yeah,
like
that's the difference these days, man.
Immediately, mm-hmm. yeah. And so there was drama on the show, as you saw, between mm-hmm. certain characters like Huda and Shelly and Ace. And then like Ace.
I kind of saw that. I didn't know what. Oh, no, now I know what. I remember the context now. Yeah, I remember the context now, yeah.
And so like, you know, Huda went on the Call Her Daddy podcast. Mm-hmm. Shelly and Olandria went on Kiki Palmer's podcast mm-hmm. and you know like
they went to their respective white girl pod and black girl pod.
Huda's literally Middle Eastern.
Yeah,
she's Palestinian.
Yeah, but you know at the end of the day when it comes down to it oh no spoil.
but basically without spoiling too much mm-hmm. well, that's spoiling too much. Basically, each character, like everyone kind of spoke their truth mm-hmm. within their limitations because obviously they signed NDAs and they can say or they can't say certain things, mm-hmm. but they shared their truth. And I feel like that caused like further drama after the show ended. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they all went on this reunion. And I don't know.
So didn't that kind of like help the reunion then? Because now you're like, oh, they kind of like, you know, talked about outside of it. They're saying stuff behind their back. Now we're going to see what they say in front of each other.
Yeah, but it's also like, especially for Love Island USA, mm-hmm. after season 6, that was such a popular season that so many people watched season 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you formulate your own opinion, you kind of decide who you like, whose personality you connect with the most. And a lot of people sided with Huda.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see why.
I think because she...
She seemed very, like, just from the small that I've seen, she seemed very, like, not dirty, but like...
Dirty? That was
like,
the first
toxic.
Word?
Toxic. Oh.
Yeah.
Not toxic, but like... She almost acted like she didn't know what she was doing was wrong, but like clearly you could see it was wrong, especially for that whole Shelly situation. From what I didn't see the thing go down,
yeah.
But I saw the aftermath of it while we were sitting down on the couch eating or whatever. And from what I could gather, like mm-hmm. that you should know that's not gonna go over right. I don't know. It just seems right.
To give you context though, and like based on what some of the other mm-hmm. house guests like kind of explained after the fact,
yeah.
was that. Whenever they do challenges, mm-hmm. All of them agree that like not to hold back, like you can do whatever you want and we're not going to hold it against you type of thing. So I think that's where there's like a miscommunication.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That being said, I just think like I was talking about this with someone and they weren't a fan of Huda because they were saying like on the show, she's known as like crash out Huda. Like she's mm-hmm. pretty much just like, screaming, crying, yelling for everything.
Yeah.
But then if you've seen how she's carried herself in all of these like podcasts mm-hmm. or interviews or whatever, like, she's like really just toning it down completely. And some may say like, oh, she's just unbothered and she's just this, but it's like, is that her real personality, or did she just get like a 45-minute intensive like media training course and her publicist probably told her like mm-hmm. zip it, stop talking?
Yeah, well, also it's just a different context, a different area. Like, she's not in that environment. That's what I mean.
That is true. And you mm-hmm. can like remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
But even like I saw these clips of like, so a small handful of the guests, mm-hmm. including Shelly and Hoda mm-hmm. and Olandria, they all had to do like a Teen Vogue shoot together. And like they did like, they played games.
Yeah.
And it's just funny watching their reactions, because you'll see like when Hoda's talking, the girls are like annoyed, rolling their eyes. When the girls are talking, Hoda's just like looking like mopey and sad. And I'm like, mm-hmm. what is good? Like, why are they in this situation? This yeah. is so weird. And I know, I get it, it's promo and like whatever, to each their own. But it's just, I don't know. I just find it so weird. And so, but it's weird, but it's interesting. And part of me is like, I can't wait for this reunion to be like over with, so we can mm-hmm. officially close that Love Island chapter. Because I got into it for the first time ever this year, like mm-hmm. this summer. I watched it because everyone and their mama was, and I was being harassed by my mm-hmm. friends. And I'm just like, this is so like engulfing. Like, yeah. it takes over your life.
Well, I think it's because of the fact that they come out with an episode almost every day.
Yeah, and you're
if
right.
If you have to catch up, you're catching up on like 30 or 40 episodes.
Yeah.
I don't know how many they did on this season. It was like, was 36. It only 26? 36? That's 36. So are they only in there for a month? Or wait, no. 36 weeks. Is 8 weeks.
Is it 8 weeks? 6 weeks? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They don't air on or show on 2 days worth yeah. of footage, but it's a lot. And I'm just thinking like, because you know, like whenever we used to watch like mm-hmm. Big Brother, any sort of reality show where you're staying in a house yeah. or whatever, I always think like, how would I like, how would mm-hmm. I be as a house guest?
But I feel like the show incentivizes you not to be like true to yourself, or not to be a real person. Because there was some part that I saw, I can't remember, it was later in the season, where a guy, oh yeah, this was when Sierra, that she got, the girl got kicked off the show for like apparently having some racist comments out there.
Oh yeah, this is that too.
Yeah, so, but then the guy that she left behind, he was vulnerable and he had to like look for someone else. And I feel like him, there was a person that he ended up getting with, and I feel like that was, he kind of just did that because he wanted to be protected, not because he actually felt like he had a real connection with that person. And I feel like that happens a lot, especially near the end, where a lot of people just kind of get with someone because they don't really have a connection. So at the end, like, I feel like everybody's very fake there. Like, you're not really looking for, like, who's that dude that, who that was with her initially?
Jeremiah?
Yeah, that dude didn't want a kid. He's definitely just being there because he wanted to be protected. He, like, at the end of the day, that dude was not going to be a father. He was not going to be a father to her child. He was just saying, oh, yeah, I'll totally do it, because he wanted to be in the game still. No, you could tell.
I think he actually did have a genuine connection with her. No, I think he did.
He did. But he had a connection with her, for sure. Not with the kid.
He doesn't know her kid.
Yeah, but I feel like outside of that, he didn't seem like he was mature enough to even know what he was signing up for.
That's true, but that ultimately should have been his decision to make. I feel like he got a lot of pressure from the guys mm-hmm. to break himself away from her, because, you know, like, they saw their strong connection as it's essentially a threat, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you couple up with someone week one
yeah.
and you're strong, you're more likely to get support from the viewers at home and then eventually win.
Yeah.
Right? But then Ace was essentially saying to Ace, and the other guys were saying mm-hmm. like, no, you're not playing the game. Like, you're supposed to talk to multiple people.
Which is why it shows how fake it is at the end of the day. Like, they were getting with girls too, but they're only doing it because...
No, Ace only stuck to Shelly. He coupled up with Amaya that 1 week. Mm-hmm. But other than that, he only stuck to Shelly.
I don't know.
So that's why it's like a little... Like, people are divided about that, because he was doing the very thing that mm-hmm. he was warning Jeremiah not to do. But in terms of... You're talking about Nick and Olandria.
Mm-hmm.
So funny enough, when the show was airing live,
yeah,
the audience actually saw that connection before they even realized it. Mm-hmm. So there were people
shipping them beforehand.
Yeah, they were shipping them. Mm-hmm. And then I'm pretty sure, because, you know, the producers can heavily manipulate the season.
Yeah.
Didn't you find it very odd that randomly Olandria gets saved and randomly Nick gets saved? Mm-hmm. Are you at that part? Did you already watch that part? Yeah, okay, good.
I didn't see that part, so I don't even know about those.
But, like, they get voted off, mm-hmm. and then they magically get saved.
By what? By who?
Like, it's a twist.
Mm.
You don't think that's, like...
Okay, if it's a twist where, like, for no reason other than them just saying they want to keep them there...
Yeah, the producers wanted to keep them there, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, obviously, they were given the option. Mm-hmm. Like, either you guys can, like... go home single, mm-hmm. or you can couple up, and they're like, okay, let's couple up and like we'll mm-hmm. try, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't think she made it past that
yeah
part,
so I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna get into anything else after yeah. that mm-hmm. but
I don't know, I just feel like that's why I didn't really connect to the show at all. I don't connect to those shows in general, but I just feel like a lot of relationships on those feel very forced and like fake, and like I don't know, I can kind of, I feel like I can read it a little better.
Okay. they're not all forced or all fake. Like I think a lot of people connect to it because they see themselves in some of these people, mm-hmm. right? Like at the end of the day, a lot of them are genuine, like people that are just looking for love.
Yeah,
like yeah, okay, like you chose to look for it on a reality TV show. Yeah. Interesting. But it's like I'm looking for love, but I'm also potentially wanting to dabble into the career of influencing, mm-hmm. because this show literally catapults you into level of stardom.
I feel like that really is everyone's motivation, just becoming an influencer.
But that's the caveat, maybe, mm-hmm. is that like people can see through that too, right? Like mm-hmm. if you're too proper, prim, media trained on the show, mm-hmm. people will see through that right away, and they'll say like, oh, this person isn't genuine, like they're just here to rack up their followers and yeah. so on and so forth. So you have to show like a little bit of authenticity, mm-hmm. and like a true want to find a connection.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just okay.
You know, everybody has their thing.
Oh gosh. And then in other news, mm-hmm. I feel like, have we ever talked about Ozempic on here?
I feel like, yeah, we mentioned it.
Like, when before. It first came out, right?
Yeah.
Or, like, when it was getting popular.
I think I asked you at one point if you would take Ozempic.
I would probably die. What? Or I'd be part of the class action lawsuit.
Oh, speaking of.
Is it a class action? Or is it just, like, someone's just suing them for that much?
Basically, Ozempic is just being sued, for like the company is being sued for $2 billion.
Sorry, $2 billion.
$2 billion.
Still a lot.
Yeah, because people are getting like stomach issues, and of course, for some reason, people are getting blind from it.
So I was looking into this because I'm like, how the hell, like the intended use for this drug mm-hmm. was for diabetics, right? Mm-hmm. And so I guess through the diabetics using this needle, they discovered that there's also extreme weight loss associated with it. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know who made the discovery, like, let me just get this for weight loss.
Yeah.
Somehow it became popular for that. Mm-hmm. I think the Kardashians, honestly, because that's where I first heard it from.
Yeah.
And then.
Oh, well,
Oprah, Kardashian, like celebrities.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard of. I just heard from generally from celebrities.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they like all of a sudden everyone's getting skinny in mm-hmm. 2 months and you're like, oh, how?
Yeah.
Like, did everyone just do gastric?
Apparently. Hmm. Lizzo didn't use Ozempic.
Yeah, I saw her TikTok.
I saw that too. She's like, literally, it was just calorie deficit, working out, and walking.
Yeah. Yeah. People underestimate the power of walking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so because they started using this diabetic medication mm-hmm. for weight loss. And I remember, like, I think I was looking at the comment section on Shade Room. Mm-hmm. People on there are so funny, but they're like, we literally told you guys, stop using the diabetics medication for your yeah. weight loss. Just go for a walk. Mm-hmm. And like, on one hand, because I feel like I started like looking into it and I was like, what is this? Like, mm-hmm. why is everyone talking about this? Like, this is a class action lawsuit waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. When a drug gets that popular, yeah. you just know.
Well, and the thing is that all drugs have side effects, especially something as strong as something that makes you lose your appetite.
Yeah.
Why do you not think that you would have a side effect from it, or there will be some side effects from it, right?
Is it a new, like, my thing is like, if people have been using this for like years and years mm-hmm. and years and it's just now gaining traction, mm-hmm. why haven't we heard? I mean, I guess because it wasn't popular, you're not going to hear about like the things that go bad.
I'm sure that it might have had that those side effects on the people who originally were using it, which were people who were diabetic. Mm-hmm. But now because the user base has exploded on it.
Yeah.
Like, I think we were talking about numbers before. Like, if you have 10 million people using something and 1% of them have side effects, that's still 100,000 people who can go out and speak about it. And even if 10,000 people want to have sue them for some money, that's still a lot of people out of your 10 million users.
Yeah, that's true.
So it doesn't take a lot to, or actually, it takes a lot, but it doesn't take a lot of people, sorry, to come out with something like this.
But you know what's crazy is, like, so in addition to diabetes and like obesity in general, I also saw that it was really helpful for people with PCOS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
PCOS isn't that just like hair growth on women? What is that again?
PCOS stands for polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yeah.
Essentially like insulin resistance. Mm-hmm. So similar issues as diabetes, but it impacts your period.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes could go as far as like impacting your fertility. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the correlation is. I guess because it's similar to diabetes, that's why it helps.
Yeah.
So I saw a lot of people taking it for that. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just like, I want to look into this. Like, why are people going blind? Mm-hmm. I don't even know what stomach paralysis is, if I'm being honest with you. I don't know what that means. Like, does that mean you have like constant constipation?
Maybe.
What is stomach paralysis? Stomach
paralysis. Search that up real quick.
Yeah, I want to know.
But still, I want to know what the numbers are of these people getting it. Because if it's like a group of like 100 people out of the millions of people using this right now, I don't think it's really a thing. Like, it's not, I don't think they really have a case. Especially if the one thing is that, is it in the side effects? Is it mentioned as one of the side effects?
To I feel like every time I see it on commercial, it's like,
there's a million
if
side
you
effects.
Or someone you know takes Ozempic, and like it mentions it really fast. Mm-hmm. Okay, so stomach paralysis is a chronic condition where the stomach muscles become weakened, mm-hmm. preventing food from moving at from the stomach to the small intestine at a normal rate. Mm-hmm. This leads to symptoms like nausea, vomiting, bloating, early fullness, and weight loss. Wait. Isn't this what Ozempic...
Is that what Ozempic's supposed to do?
You're going to sue them for doing its job?
Yeah.
Oh wait, causes include damaged vagus nerve from long-term diabetes surgery.
Do you really
surgery.
Need your vagus nerve? Like, come on now.
So, I'm confused. Isn't what? This what it's supposed to do? Nausea,
well,
vomiting, bloating.
To cause the nausea and vomiting.
No,
and
that's
that
literally
stuff.
Like that's like the side effect. Like that's known for Ozempic to be like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, are these like known side effects of it?
Yes.
People are just complaining about it because they thought that it could be just like a miracle drug where basically they have no side effects, yet they lose weight.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah, especially for something that extreme. If you want to lose weight in 2 months and don't expect any side effects from that.
I'm so confused.
They should be suing you.
Yeah, like I'm really confused now because I swear this is like, it's known that Ozempic causes these symptoms. Yeah. Side effects, sorry.
I don't know. I don't. That's why I don't feel like they have a case. At the end of the day, just, you know, go the classic way is always going to be the easiest. Not easiest. The classic way is always going to be the best way.
You just it's like okay. Let's not ignore the fact that like when you're at a point of like obesity, it's actually I don't know if it's right to call it a disease, but it's a condition.
Yeah.
Right. And so like it's not. Easy, like you can't just be like,
it's not
okay,
gonna
just,
be easy for sure.
It's not right, and so like I think it's just it requires a lot of like hard work, but a lot of it. And I know it's so annoying to say, but it truly is a mental thing.
Yeah, it is.
Like if you can't get your mind to focus, it will never happen. Like you really have to like almost make it like a full time job, in addition to just like walking. A lot of it's like how you eat.
Yeah.
But you can't just be like, oh, I'm just gonna go down to 1,000 calories. Not at all. You actually have to maintain protein, and I realize that too. Like in working with Marwa, it's like your instinct of like I want to lose weight is let me just starve myself. So unhealthy. But that's actually, you have to eat, but you have to eat the right foods. Like, you have to nourish your body.
People don't realize how important protein is. I feel like I talk about protein all the time. Literally, everything that related to food that comes out of my mouth, I'm going to mention protein, right? But it is really like the building block and essential to everything that you do when it comes to either weight loss or muscle health and building muscle and maintaining your muscle that you currently have. Because muscle is important, right? You don't want to have osteoporosis when you get old, right? Also, you want to make sure that you're building your bone density, right? So as long as you're eating those foods and not starving yourself, because if you starve yourself, you're going to be malnourished. You get malnourished, and when you're malnourished, your bones get weaker, and when your bones get weaker, you tend to get sick and also break down, like literally physically break down easier. So it is a balance. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of time and effort
and discipline.
And discipline, but at the end of the day, it's worth it, especially for your health long term.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Ozempic in itself, sure, let's say you do get the result you want. What do they say? I don't know what the actual rate of people gaining that weight back, but once you get off of it, I'm sure it's a significant percentage of those people end up gaining that weight back because they never built those habits. And building those habits is really what the important part is. I'd rather have someone lose a pound every month and be building better habits than someone who loses it all in loses everything that they want in a month, but hasn't built any good habits at all. Because one is going to last long term, at least in my opinion.
And that's the thing, right? Like some people will call Ozempic like the cheat code, because you could still eat whatever you want, and then still be losing weight, but like that's not sustainable, like you were saying, right? So that's why I think a lot of people end up
relapsing
or like gaining all the weight back, is because you start taking this needle, you're losing all this weight, and then when you stop after however long, you're just going to gain it back because you haven't changed your eating habits.
Yeah.
You haven't implemented
any sort of... It's not only eating habits. Exercise.
You haven't changed your lifestyle. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, and if you are taking it, this isn't us shaming you, because at the end of the day, like, you got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. But I think it's just like, be cognizant of the fact that it's not like one needle's not going to change everything. Like, you really have to change your life in order to have sustainable impact.
There's always gonna be outliers, of course, people who, you know, they actually do need it.
Like, I see so many people that like were, you know, 400 or 500 pounds, and then they like really just like turned their whole life around, but they talk about how like they changed how they eat, their physical activity, like everything about them. They get more sleep, they've reduced their stress. It's like the needle just like kind of, I guess, maybe kickstarted it for them, and then they ran with it.
Yeah, but those people I'm kind of like scared for, because one thing about rapid weight loss, especially at a size like that, is you end up dealing with like extra skin.
Yeah, they have,
which is a huge issue, right? Yeah. Especially if you lose weight that quickly.
Yeah,
extra skin can, that's another that's a surgery in itself, and it takes, first off, just moving that around, like having to deal with that, it takes a lot of maintenance, but also it's not cheap to get the surgery, so it can affect a lot of people's self-esteem as well.
Of course.
Because, you know, now you have, like, just giant lobs of skin all over you. And sure, now you're at a healthier weight, but you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, this is from stories I've heard, when they look at some mirror, they're still not happy. They still feel like there's something missing. So that's another, you know, probably negative side effect of losing weight that quickly at a size like that.
Right.
But you know, at the end of the day, do what makes you happy.
So remember when we did our Q&A, we had a couple leftover ones, so I'm going to read them. How do you guys manage finances when married if the wife is working too?
Manage
finances. That was from Sabrine, a deuce.
Oh, honestly, you just have to talk about it. Like, being like, okay, so what are we covering? Who's covering this? So you can be like, okay, because I know typically, at least in your trad relationship, it'd be like the man takes care of everything. But you know, in a city where things cost money, and if your wife is willing, you can talk to her and be like, hey, okay, so I'll cover this much of the rent, I'll cover all the food, or I'll cover the phone, not phone, we don't do phones anymore. Maybe phone bills. Okay, phone bills and like internet bills, those kind of things, I'll cover. So you can just talk about it. You literally just have to communicate about it, on who's going to cover what. You should probably do this before you move in together, so you're not kind of like figuring it out as it's happening. Because then at that point, someone might just end up burdening it all and not bringing it up because they feel like they can take it. But it's better to speak about these things and just, you know, split up your bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When is the ideal time to have a baby after marriage for you guys?
Ideal time?
When God wills for it to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. But
I don't know. Like, it depends on how long you've been mm-hmm. with that person. Like, if you were dating or courting them, whatever, for mm-hmm. a short period of time before marriage, like, you might want to give yourselves time to really get to know each other before you bring a whole yeah. child into the world.
Yeah. Like, for us personally, we've talked about first, like, traveling a little yeah. bit and, like, you know, exploring, of course, our relationship and, like, you know, just living together as a couple, kind of getting used to that first. And now, of course, we're getting cats. So that's going to be a whole new experience in itself. Mm-hmm. But definitely traveling is a big part. Like, that was very important to us. And then, like, once we kind of get that out of our system, I feel like that's when we'll be ready. But have you thought about that? Have you thought, like, do you have, like, that travel? Like, do you feel like you want to travel your partner, or do you feel like you want to just have kids right away?
Personally, mm-hmm. I feel pretty fulfilled in my traveling. Mm-hmm. Of course, like, it would be nice to travel with my partner too.
Yeah.
But I also am realizing that, like, while it'll be nice to travel before kids, like, mm-hmm. you know, inshallah, when we all have kids, like, I want to continue to travel with them.
Yeah.
And I feel like it'd be nice for all of us to take our kids with us, mm-hmm. you know, to do these, like, summer trips or whatever, winter trips.
Yeah, because that's one thing I keep forgetting is that, like, once you have kids, traveling doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Of course, it'll change. Maybe your locations might change.
Yeah.
But, yeah, your life doesn't end mm-hmm. once you start having kids.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. very true. And the next question. Are y'all coming to Oz for the Harari Festival next year?
Oz?
Kuba. Australia.
Oh, Australia. Hey, inshallah, you never know, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we still have to plan out, like, now that, you know, we're together, we have to kind of plan out a whole year ahead and kind mm-hmm. of figure out things, you know. Weddings randomly pop up here and there, so you're mm-hmm. like, okay, gotta make time for that,
right?
Yeah, I wish we had unlimited vacations, man.
I freaking but, wish, man.
You know, you don't, so you gotta have to figure it out. But hey, if it's an option and the prices are kind of, like, you know, speaking to us, because the prices can go pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. That mm-hmm. that actually concludes our... I don't know.
No? Okay.
It's too early to tell.
Okay.
No idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to just, like, pick some random comments from the last couple of episodes. Mm-hmm. I will say, because our episode 177, mm-hmm. y'all know I got a little vulnerable, like, it's cringe, but...
But people were really responsive to that.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. I actually didn't get the chance to, like, go through every comment. I will respond to all of you, because there's mm-hmm. more than normal.
Yeah.
But thank you all for your kind words. I'm glad that you all appreciated the honesty and vulnerability, especially because, like, while we're pretty open on the podcast, I feel like we... also want to uphold like our privacy as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of just made a decision in the moment where I was like, you know what? I'll expose myself a little bit for the greater good. And if someone could take mm-hmm. A lesson from my experience and hopefully it'll help them in their situation, then I'm willing to do that. So thank you guys.
I feel like we've exposed ourselves a lot more even on our earlier episodes too. So
yeah, I know. And then... in last week's episode with my brother, there was one comment. Okay, this one's from Shamsa Masaba. She said, "Assalamu alaikum, cousins. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much for this episode. It was very much needed as a fresh graduate. Well, not so fresh. I graduated in January. I heavily resonated with this and the whole wanting to buy everything and anything mentality because it's my first time having a reasonable salary. I feel that." Mm-hmm. "But somehow at the back of my mind, I know I need to save or invest, but like how much or what to invest in has been unclear. Sabri, thanks for the saving advice and tips. I'm off to Gemini to make a saving plan right now. Shout out to you guys for having this conversation. And yes, please do a part two. Thank you for the long episode."
Yeah, I feel like we could have gone on maybe for like another couple hours because it's so much.
Yeah.
Of course, like this is literally our older brother, right? So there's a lot of history there mm-hmm. that we can cover. So maybe part two... we'll give it some time. You know, we're going to make you guys wait for it. Can't just give it out right away. And
right?
Say, okay.
Right? This one made me laugh.
Which
Someone
one?
Said, this is from Jane Mwangi. Mm-hmm. Said, "Great episode. Feels like we finally unlocked a character in a video game or something. LOL. The man, the myth, the legend. The man, the myth, the Sabri, a.k.a. Sada's brother. You better hear that, Sabri."
Oh, you know, for those who love the long episodes, we've been asking for it, you know, like Zaka here, who said 2 hours. We have been blessed this week. Makes up for the occasional miss weeks. Only joking. Love the episode. You know what? This does make up for it.
I think so.
So now you guys can't complain ever again when you miss a week. We're just going to come back in another 2 hours. No.
Oh, God.
I can't do that.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Not again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so let's end the episode there.
We
covered what?
1 hour and 26 minutes?
I know,
wow,
I know.
We really are certified yappers now.
Yeah, but it's been a long time since we've had to like just talk about stuff outside of our own personal things going on.
Mm.
So I feel like we can kind of like just rattle on about those all forever because we don't feel like we have to hold back anything.
That's true.
But remember, again, if you like this episode, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Because follow us on all the platforms, Cousin Connection Pod. That's TikTok and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we put clips up there. And hopefully we'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.